Good afternoon. Welcome to Mass today as we gather at the Lord's table. The image in the book of Exodus, we see again the people turning away from God. They've already decided that God and his ways and his laws and everything else are just too much for them. Even the worship of God is now different. They've created this image, and that's who they go to. And God calls them a stiff-necked people. Whenever I hear that phrase, I still think that God kind of looks at us today and says, oh, these stiff-necked people, if only they would, and whatever it may be. So God decides to punish once again his people. In the end, we see how he relents and has mercy upon them. The dialogue between God and Moses is that Moses is the instrument of God to his people, but even the people are turning against Moses. And yet Jesus, time and time again in the gospel, praises Moses for what he did and what he was able to do as the messenger, the great prophet of God. Stiff-necked people. Does that apply to us in any way? Am I so rigid that there's no leeway? Am I so determined in my own way to develop my own path and my own thoughts that I really don't need to hear what God might be asking of me? Basically, I'd say that I know better than God. And that's what we do time and time again in word and in deed, that we know better than God and we are not going to change. You know, we're just there. The inflexibility. And all the time God is hoping and desiring that we will see things or we will hear things that will make us think that we need to change or that something within us needs to change. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be part of that stiff-necked people who is not listening to what God is asking. In the gospel, we have this continuation of the powerful teachings of Jesus. Again, the relationship that he expresses between himself and his Father. But he challenges the people. He even remembers John the Baptist. He says, John came and with all his great teachings and preaching and example, and yet I come with something even greater than what John had to give you. But again, you still refuse to believe. You still refuse to listen. It's almost as if Jesus is saying to the people here in this passage in John's gospel, referencing another stiff-necked people, you know? But God in his Son goes on to talk about the works, the mission that he's been given by his Father, the intimacy that exists between them, the relationship that exists between them. I have come to do the Father's will, he says over and over again. And we know that that will of the Father would eventually lead Jesus to his suffering, death, and resurrection. The end of the passage there, again, Jesus mentions Moses. He says, if you believed Moses, you would believe me, because Moses knew who I was and who I am. But if you don't believe Moses, how are you going to believe me and what I have to say? So the sense that the people were relying so much on the teachings and writings of Moses that they challenge Jesus again and again. And we know at this time in the calendar, as it were, as we draw nearer to a celebration of Easter, that now in the scriptures we will see how the tide, as it were, is turning against Jesus. The authorities, the people are turning against him. And he can't do anything right. He can't say anything because they accuse him again and again of blasphemy and so many other things. The beauty of the relationship that Jesus has with his Father is one that God wants to have with us. But I wonder if we allow God to do that, if we allow ourselves to have that intimacy of relationship with the Lord. Because when we have that intimacy of relationship, then it's not our own will or our own desires or our own whatever it may be. It's God's. In a few moments, we will stand and say the Lord's Prayer. We will say, "Thy will be done." We say that every day. Is that what I truly mean? That God's will is done in my life? Because if it is, I can't be stiff-necked. I have to let go and let God proclaim his word to me and give me the grace and the strength to then put it into practice in my daily life.